6:40. It is Tuesday, and this is 1320 WILS. So what does Michigan need in the future? How do we not only grow the economy, but make it so everyone is a winner? It's something my next guest looked at in the new report, A Path to Good-Paying Careers for All Michiganders, a 21st Century State Policy Agenda. Lou Glaser with us, president of Michigan Future, a nonprofit centrist organization. Lou, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure.
Yeah, what's well, first of all, what's been happening in Michigan? We've got a very low unemployment rate, and things seem to be getting better. What's the real story then?
Yep. So the headline numbers are great. The unemployment rate's sort of towards a 15-year low. The auto industry's doing terrific. Sort of gross state product is up. You know, some people care about our sort of business climate ranking, which is great. So if you look at all that stuff, you'd say, gee, this is a good economy, except the Michigan Association United Way has just released a report that shows that 40% of Michigan households cannot pay for basic necessities. This is the first time ever that Michigan has had a strong auto industry and we have a low per capita income nationally.
So why are we seeing that dynamic?
Because the growth in the economy is all going to the top. So it's not spread widely, you know, and this is going to be going forward. This is sort of now this probably this great economic challenge of our generation, which is sort of highly educated folks in particular, and then folks who are in top management positions, entrepreneurs, are doing great. So, you know, maybe 25% of the households in Michigan. There's another, you know, let's say 25-35% who are sort of holding their own, and then there's this 40% identified by the United Way that are really struggling. 40% is a big number, and
is it an issue of education then for these folks? Okay, and what do we do about that exactly?
Right. So we've got. So ultimately, I mean, it seems that when we looked at all this data and tried to figure out what was going on, there's sort of like three clear patterns going on. I mean, one is there's absolutely no question that people who are doing well have high education attainment. It's not an accident that Michigan is 32nd in both per capita income and the proportion of adults with a college degree. Mm-hmm. All states look like that unless you have oil and natural gas. So of the top 15 states in per capita income, there are three that are energy states. All of the other 12 are in the top 15 in college attainment. So education attainment is really important. But even with education attainment, we've now got, you know, we've got increasing automation. So the fact that you've got a good-paying job today doesn't mean that you're going to have a good-paying job tomorrow, because your job may go away because of automation. So the education we need is not just today's skills, it's the ability to learn tomorrow's skills.
And
so
what for Michigan, when we see that begin to affect us, robotics and automation kicking in, how do you? What do you think we should do at that point to make sure everyone survives that?
Well, that's going to be a huge debate. I mean, you know, sort of. So for most people, you know, the best thing to have happen, obviously, is that people have the ability to make a transition. So if you lose your job, you know, as a truck driver, you have the ability, and, you know, it certainly looks like over time truck drivers are going to be replaced by autonomous vehicles. Mm-hmm. So we need to get ready for that. Is that people have the skills and have the assistant that help them get the next job. For folks who can't make the transition, we're going to, at least we've ended up recommending that we really are going to need to really think about an expanded safety net. And at the moment, we're sort of going in the other direction.
An expanded safety net as in what? What do you mean?
Well, you know, there's a variety of ways of doing it. You know, you got a lot of folks in Silicon Valley now that are sort of recommending that we provide people with sort of a basic income, whether they work or not. You can expand the earned income tax credit. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're having this health insurance debate there. You know, you could have universal health insurance. So So right. Automation's the second challenge. The third challenge is, even if you figure out the answer to those first two, you know, which is helping people get good-paying jobs and then make the transition through automation, when we looked at the data and when the United Way looked at the data, there's just a whole bunch of jobs. It could be as many as half the jobs that simply don't pay enough to support a family.
Okay.
Those jobs are not going away. So we're going to have to figure out what do you do with people.
Lou Glaser, by the way, with us, president of Michigan Future. Now, well, we're going to see the minimum wage going up, right, year by year here. Is that enough, or what are you saying?
Well, it's helpful, but it's certainly not enough. I mean, you're talking about, you know, so I can't remember exactly what the multiple, what the top is after all the phase-in is done, but if I remember right, it's still less than $10. But let's assume that it phases in and it gets to $10. You know, $10 full-time jobs is $20,000. Hard to raise a family on $20,000. It helps, but it's not enough.
So you're talking about what, mandating certain pay levels on businesses? Or?
No, so what we say in the paper is, because you know, is that if you come to the conclusion that in order to have, so we basically say that the goal of state economic policy should not just be low unemployment or a growing economy, it should be a rising household income for everybody. So it's focused on, you know, sort of not leaving 40% behind.
Now, how much is that supporting the business community specifically to get to that?
Yeah. So this is really more people. Here's the thing. Companies tell us over and over and over again that the most important asset to their future competitiveness is talent. So the education agenda is certainly what I would describe as being the most important sort of business-friendly element that you can have. Michigan companies are going to run into serious problems in terms of finding people they need to work in their company.
Yeah, part of the issue is, you know, people may get an education here, then they head off to Chicago. How do we keep them here?
They have cities that compete with Chicago. I mean, ultimately, Chicago's offering something that Michigan isn't. You got to be competitive. So the three levers that we identify in the report are education, what we call placemaking, which is what you just mentioned, which is having places that people want to live and work in. And Michigan at the moment is having trouble with that. And then finally is this shared prosperity, sort of thinking about how you help people that are not in good-paying jobs.
What's the most attractive city, would you say, right now in Michigan for young, talented people?
Probably Ann Arbor. Well, I'd say Ann Arbor probably. I was going to say Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids first and second. Mm-hmm. And yet if you actually talk to young professionals, they would probably say Detroit.
No kidding. In terms of Detroit, obviously the biggest city we have here, what do you think the prospects are to getting that to really become a powerhouse of a city?
Yeah. So there are two Detroits. There is the Detroit where young professionals are beginning to move to, which is making some substantial progress, although it's got a long ways to go to be Chicago. But that's actually pretty hopeful. But sort of what we think about the neighborhoods in Detroit are still declining. So, you know, So parts of Detroit positive, other parts of Detroit at the moment negative. And ultimately, we're going to need a state policy, not just for Detroit, but just across the board in our cities, policies that help us make our cities work again. Cities have to work because that's where talent wants to live.
With all the issues you've outlined, though, do you think we're better off now than we were, let's say, when Governor Snyder took office?
Sure. But I would say this. So 2010, you know, which is when it was the equivalent of the 0-16 Lions. It's the worst year Michigan had since the Great Depression. So obviously we're better off. The problem is that we're not better off than we were in 2000, the last time the auto industry was strong. And to us, that's the more, this is, Michigan's problem is structural. It has been, this decline is at least 15 years, has been going on for 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's been true when both parties have been in control in Lansing and both parties have been in control in Washington. I mean, at the moment, we just don't have a politics in this state that is trying to help people to succeed in the economy that we're currently living in, as opposed to trying to help us go back to the economy, you know, the 50s or 90s or whatever, which can't be done. We can't go back. Yeah.
Lou Glazer, president of Michigan Future, the new report from Michigan Future, A Path to Good-Paying Careers for All Michiganders. Lou Glazer on WILS. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you.